This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The worldwide number of cases of COVID-19 has now passed 18 million. That's the word from Johns Hopkins University, which tracks the number of cases, deaths, and recoveries globally. The global death toll now stands at 687,072. A New York Times survey of 270 U.S. colleges and universities has uncovered 6,600 COVID-19 infections among students and staff and 14 coronavirus-related deaths. Hundreds of the almost 1,000 schools the newspaper contacted did not reply to its questions. The statistics do not include numbers for the fall semester that has already started at some schools. The Times said the estimate is almost certainly an undercount. American educators are cobbling together a hodgepodge of plans on how best to protect students and staff from the virus. Some have taken all classes online, while others have a mixture of online and in-class learning. Venezuela's main opposition parties on Sunday pledged to boycott legislative elections scheduled for December 6th. The opposition parties say the election will be rigged by the ruling Socialist Party. The move was widely expected after a series of recent interventions by President Nicolas Maduro's government in the National Electoral Council and opposition political parties. The parties boycotted Maduro's 2018 re-election on similar grounds and now label him a usurper. But it nonetheless paves the way toward a loss of opposition control of the National Assembly, which could complicate the standing of Juan Guaido, recognized by dozens of countries as Venezuela's rightful president, due to his position as the Speaker of the Congress. The 27 parties pledging to boycott, including Guaido's parties, say Venezuela is undergoing a humanitarian